Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nick, did you actually fall back to sleep after the snooze button?
It did.
Okay.
That's the best feeling.
What time
it?
Did you? Now, you had your kids with you. You're up by two scores. I didn't see the end of the game, but they won, what, 22-9?
Yes.
Who had the ball at the end?
Chiefs.
Okay, so did you actually walk out, or did the kids want to see the end of the game?
My youngest, a Chiefs fan, he
had to see.
We had to see all zeros.
Right. Yeah. So get in the parking lot, and Kansas City's parking lot is a pain in the ass. Getting out of that parking lot on a Sunday night, what time did you actually hit 29?
We got out of there pretty quick.
Okay.
The way we ended up parking was close to an exit, luckily. So, I don't know. We got home at 1:45.
Oh, did you have the discussion that they had on the Progressive commercial? Some of those are compact spots.
Yeah.
Oh.
25.
I was parked on grass.
I know what you're talking about.
The focus, like, man.
So 1:45, and that drive sucks. The kids fall asleep in the car?
Yeah.
Oh. So you only.
I did not.
Well, yeah, you drove, right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's good. That's
which was good.
Good.
We would have been. That would have been bad if
you were
in
Pigeon Heaven. Was it cold?
It was cold.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Was even colder, like, in the parking lot walking out after the game. And it wasn't really the temperature. It was just wind. It was really windy.
Got it. Yeah, he did get picked.
Yeah, they kept making a big deal about that on the broadcast. I looked at the forecast. I'm like, it's supposed to be 50-ish.
The wind picked up.
Yeah,
the wind.
That's what I thought, too.
Whole Midwest.
It was funny. Because, like, you're in a stadium, so when people would, like, come up, like, out of the concourse with popcorn, like, the top layer of popcorn would just, like, blow everywhere.
That's funny. And you hate the Broncos. So
I do.
How many Bronco fans were in the crowd?
I know. They're a handful.
Okay.
Did you get in their face?
You get in the fight?
No.
Yeah, did you kick any of their asses?
Beat some old man, an old Bronco fan and his older son.
Yeah.
Kid, like my dad. Start a fight, you had to finish?
Chief fans are dicks, man.
Yeah, there were a lot of, like, super drunk people.
Well, they flexed it. That means
an NFL game? No way.
They flexed it, and the Chief fans thought, well, that doesn't mean we're not going to start partying early. Of course they're going to party
I think they opened up the parking lots at, like, 3 or 3:30.
Oh, my God.
So I think, but I think a lot of people are drinking.
I think it's generally hours ahead of kickoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last time I was there, it was 3 hours ahead of kickoff.
Still, that's a long time. And you can always hit a bar before 3 o'clock, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you drink at the game, which is cool about the NFL. So you won the game. So did you sleep when you got back? I mean, were you tired? Were you just jacked up?
I was tired.
Okay. How do you feel now?
You know, like, it's making me realize how much booze makes a difference in the morning.
Oh, because you didn't drink last night.
I had a couple beers, but, I had to drive home.
Yeah, you're right, right.
Yeah, I'm tired, but I think I'm more clear-headed than I normally am, maybe.
Sure. It is all about booze.
We never learn.
Todd and I went and
amazing
saw
how that works.
We saw T.J. Miller Saturday night, and I drank some vodkas, too many. And my Sunday morning was brutal. Yeah. And we lost Bob Dole. Almost. Did you have Bob on yours?
I did.
Oh, good for you. Good hit.
Yeah,
Chiefs win. You got a hit. A Deadpool.
They had a moment of silence for him.
Last night.
Oh, sure.
Kansas zone.
Yeah.
Kansas zone. Yeah.
And my buddy who has the list of
Missouri.
My buddy who has the list of nothing but Bobs was happy that he finally got one hit on the Bob list.
Yeah. Well, I know it's Kansas City, Missouri, but Kansas, believe me, all Kansas.
Yeah, there's Kansas in the name.
Yeah. And they love Kansas fans love the Chiefs.
It's part of the metropolitan area.
Exactly.
Yeah. A good portion is in Kansas.
Yes.
Accidental masturbator, one of the players that got a hit with Bob Dole. Let's see, as did aim me towards your anus. I believe there was a couple of hits for that player.
Yeah,
today.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, Alabama Hot Pocket gets a hit, as does Alexa, order dildos. Ambidextrous masturbator gets a hit.
Hang on here.
That's impressive.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Amy Coathanger Barrett gets a hit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that bitch is outlawing abortion. That's what's going to happen.
Let's see.
Well, it worked at that town in Nebraska.
Yeah, Blue Hill. And
that doesn't have anything else.
And Center City, I believe, have outlawed abortion in the state of Nebraska. Yeah.
They've also outlawed
it. One town's like 500, one town's like 400 or something like that.
Yeah, they're also not going to allow an NFL team in there.
And those towns are abortions, from what I get from people getting hold of me on Twitter saying you don't want to go.
Yeah, Miss Annie's Campground gets a hit.
Ain't no Annie's Campground.
Yeah, that one.
Cool.
Yeah. Anthony Weiner's selfie stick gets a hit.
What is that guy doing now?
You know, they did the whole thing about Hadma Weiner on CBS Sunday Morning, or 60 Minutes, I believe.
Yeah, and she's got a memoir.
She's moved on with her life. But they discuss, they're raising their kid together. They don't ever see each other. And they didn't really
Except
dwell.
The hand off.
Yeah, don't say hand off. they didn't dwell on his life.
No, they really didn't, did they?
No, so I don't know what he's actually doing.
He's a pariah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be paying the bills somehow. I'm sure he's a lawyer. I mean, he lost his lawyer license.
He's just in the wrong party. If he were
Republican,
he'd totally get away with that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, it says
in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat. He'd be a senator in a heartbeat.
Right, he'd be celebrated.
Republicans are the worst. Sorry, they are right now.
Of earlier
Bob Dole was a decent
year,
man. They're all the decent ones are dying.
As of earlier this year, Weiner was working for a Brooklyn-based kitchen countertop company.
Okay. Oh, he's selling.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, no, it said he was CEO of the company, but he transitioned out of that as it became a worker-owned cooperative.
Got it.
So they realized he was in charge. They're like, we'll take over.
Yeah. Nobody gave him their number. Can I get your text? No. No. I've seen what you do when you send me. I don't want a dink pic from Weiner.
Yeah, they probably
do
allow him access to the Twitter account.
No.
No.
Now we're going to have someone else run the Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll do social media. No, you won't, no, Anthony. No, you won't.
Yeah, I'm in charge of social media.
Astronomers have found a metal planet.
Dude.
Heavy?
Yeah.
Where a year lasts only 8 hours. New report in the Journal of Science says the planet was found in a nearby solar system about 30 light years away. Appears to be smaller than Earth and made mostly of iron, a metal planet.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Maiden. I should name it Maiden.
Yeah. Surface temperature, about 2,700 degrees.
That's kind of hot. Well, metal rocks. It's hot.
Yeah.
And a year is 8 hours, so it spins around its sun every 8 hours?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, so. It's close enough to where it's, keep in mind, 2,700 degrees.
You are sharp this morning,
like
speed
metal.
You are sharp this morning.
Thrash metal.
Yeah.
I knew
that was going to come back to bite me in the ass.
you're sharp this morning.
They say it's rare to find planets that orbit their stars in less than one Earth day.
Dude. So we'd be like dogs there. We wouldn't live that long, right?
No.
We'd live longer.
We'd live forever.
Hundreds of years.
I forgot about that.
Thousands, probably.
Yeah. You'd celebrate a birthday every 2 hours.
That's my math. Yeah. It's bad. It's my birthday. Yeah, we know, Jim.
Right.
It's everybody's birthday.
We'd all live to be like 10,000 years old.
Right.
New Jersey family narrowly avoided tragedy when a huge chunk of ice fell through the roof of their home. Happened in Marlton, just across the Delaware River from Philadelphia International Airport. The South Jersey homeowner says she was giving her baby boy medicine shortly before hearing what sounded like an explosion, on which she and her husband found a 2-foot hole in the ceiling.
Oh, turds from the plane.
Officials say the ice could have come from a plane flying overhead.
Of course it did.
Ken Millerman tells Bring Me the News that the ice ball weighed 10.9 pounds as a single piece, but 12.9 pounds with all of its fragments added to the scale. One of the fragments grazed his gourd. Millerman said the main piece of ice missed him by about 6 inches.
Whoa.
Man.
Yeah, obviously. Where the hell else would it have come from?
Unless like the house is right next to a 20-story building, it obviously wasn't. It's a plane, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of pictures of this thing. You can see pictures of it. It does not look blue.
Now, when they, when they dump poo all the time from planes, apparently, but what do they, does it burn up?
Yeah, but no, ice could, regular ice could have just come off the wings or something.
Anything. Sure.
Well, they would they de-ice a plane, too.
Yeah, but I mean, if it was raining and they take off.
It was poo. It was poo.
Who knows?
Yeah, it was a big piss ball.
It was poo.
That's not what it looks like so in the pictures. Oh, okay. I can't say what it looks like, because it doesn't look like anything. Right, but it doesn't look like that either.
Well, it's poo. It's poo mixed with a chemical, right? Because that's where it's in the toilet, it's not a plane.
It's not a blue chunk of ice.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right.
That's all I'm saying. All
right. Was it brown?
It was not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Has the insurance company already said no? Act of God.
Act of God, yep. From the poop gods. Good band name, the poop gods. I like that.
Does that work, though, if you don't believe in God?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I want an atheist insurance company.
Me too.
There is no God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they just call it an act of nature.
It was a freaking accident.
Here's your money.
Yeah, that's some crap.
Right.
Act of God.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Exactly.
Fix my stuff.
You need separation of church and life and liability.
There right. you go.
What do you think? You pay them every month so they can just give you money back when something happens?
Yes.
That's not how it works, Todd.
Yes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Almost half of U.S. households are having a hard time with inflation. That's according to a new Gallup survey. That puts that number at 45%. Of course, inflation is toughest on the low-income families. 71% of households with annual incomes of 40 grand or less feeling financial hardship. 29% of households making over 100 grand say they are feeling hardship as well.
Yeah, but they got the PlayStation money.
Yeah.
They bitch, but they're going out and spending it.
They are spending it. People are spending what they got. You're right. I mean, obviously, poor people are having a problem, and, you know, or just regular people, too, for Greg mentioned.
Like, financial hardship becomes a baseline. Yeah. You're like, oh, are you having a hard time? Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right.
With this specifically? Like, that doesn't matter. I don't know. It's probably a combination of, you know, dozens of things.
The next thing on the supply shortage list, they're telling us that chicken tenders, the prices of breast chicken, breast meat, is going to be going up. It's already climbed above what it was this time last year, and the tenders require more processing, and that makes them more expensive, combined with labor shortages and adverse weather conditions.
Now, chicken tenders at a bar, you'll see a lot, and it's good bar food. I get that, but who makes it at home?
Well, it's just a breast meat.
I know, but the breaded ones. Yeah, I mean, the breaded ones at bars, I'll eat all the time. Really
you can buy them frozen and throw them in the oven.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
Nobody makes their own.
Yeah.
But looks like I'm going to have to start doing it.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandon.
I raise nugget chickens.
In the front yard chickens, right. That's right, which is a hit on the Deadpool, by the way.
Specifically bred for nuggets.
Todd's front yard chickens, hit on the Deadpool. Bob Dole, dead at 98. Nick had Bob Dole, too.
Is that one?
I did. I think that one list I have four hits on now, which is less embarrassing than it had been.
That's pretty good.
That's respectable.
Fogelberg season.
For your rookie year, that's not bad.
Huh. It's his second year, I think.
Oh, and I thought
it's the first one.
Oh, okay. Your first year. Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully it ends up, well, I guess, you know, I'm not hoping for death.
Right? Yeah, you are. Most Deadpool player people are, by the way.
Another few weeks.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We don't think the turds are going to hit 10. Shannon Daugherty is not going to die. Although Puss was wishing death on her earlier. It's pretty brutal.
I was not wishing. And, I was just saying it was possible.
You were saying a car's going to take her out. And she's
I said a car.
You did say that.
I said it could. I didn't say I want it to or it will. I said
she stays in a house
things
for
are possible.
Yeah,
you can't say for certain someone's not going to die about anybody.
Get hit by a giant piss ball coming off a plane.
That
a
too.
Piss ball.
It would be weird if they were like listening to Dave Matthews sitting around.
That's right, because that dumbass band pooped.
I didn't have a
people.
Chance to freeze,
right.
thankfully.
No.
More people would have been hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they just dumped it in the river, didn't they? Yeah.
Didn't it land on people?
Boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
tourist boat.
It's like listening to Dave Matthews. Poop on your head. Same difference. Yeah.
That's one of their best songs.
That would be
both of it's horrible.
The worst.
Yeah. Right.
You're just like, oh, look, the Wrigley building. And
that's from 1999, that story.
Do you get a refund?
I don't know.
You would think.
Yeah.
Like, if your boat tour becomes a part of the lore for every boat tour
ever
then, like, it was right there with Dave Matthews band. Yeah. Dumped a bunch of turds on a boat, just like this one.
It probably got added to all the other tours.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
This is the bridge.
They gave him a choice. Either listen to Dave Matthews or have poop on the boat. A lot of people chose poop.
Like, how much poop?
Yeah. That's what I would say. How much poop? Hee-haw.
So I'm just going to mention this. We're not going to get into it because even it's going to be difficult to come up with even questions for this, let alone answers. I have no answers.
Man, you preface this all the time this way, Craig.
Yeah.
That
means there's going to be lots of questions.
Yeah, we still ask
it
questions.
It always stops us from asking questions.
You may not have questions on this.
Okay. All right.
New research suggests.
I do my own research, so I'll check.
All right. So I'm curious how your research on this works out.
Okay.
New research suggests that the flow of time.
Uh-oh. No, I'm out. Let's get high.
Yes.
The flow of time. I'm already hurting here.
See what I'm saying? There might not even be any questions on this one.
Well, there's questions, but none that can be answered.
Where's the weed?
New research suggests that the flow of time at a quantum level doesn't have to just go in one direction.
Oh,
in certain conditions, time can move both forward and backward.
No.
Let's move on.
No.
I've always thought that. I've always maintained that.
I'm just saying that's been thrown out there now. And so if you want to learn more about how time can go forward and backward and blah, blah, blah.
I'll do my own research.
Check out the journal Communications Physics.
Okay,
how about side
that?
To side? Was that an option? Yeah. Can time move side
laterally.
To side?
Yeah. What's its lateral
that's
movement
just
about?
Stupid. So are you trying to tell us that we actually could never die? We're existing some plane at a certain age all the time. There's a question for you.
Like no, there's a question.
Is somewhere else I'm 20 years old and I'm still living that life?
No idea.
See, that's what I hate about this.
I thought it meant you could like start to de-age. Like you could get younger and get older.
And
whatever.
Or at the same time.
That just sounds stupid.
It goes in both directions.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
See, it goes in both directions.
Yeah. What direction you want to go in? I can do that.
Depends on what you're doing.
That's why Todd walks backwards. So maybe he thinks he can get back in time.
He's working on physics there.
Yep.
I feel like when you have to do something you hate, it does feel like time is moving backwards.
Yes, it does.
But I don't know.
Like watching your Huskers this year, right? Yeah.
Or driving back from Kansas City in the dark.
Oh, that drive in the dark sucks.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah.
I hear this and I always ask, well, what am I supposed to do with this information?
I know.
I would like to make something
make your brain
useful
fry.
Out of it.
Make your brain fry.
Yeah. I'd like to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what to do with it.
There's no advantage. Yeah,
well, there's a lot of things that we talk about that fall into that class.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
And unless you're a scientist in that field, Todd, nobody's going to make anything out of that.
But they don't know whether it's you either. You know?
No.
I mean, they might use it to find something else out.
Yeah, but we're just throwing these things out there so we can keep up.
Okay.
You know, with the physics guys.
So you know it's out
but
there.
But it's a possibility.
Yeah, because if there's ever some sort of physics questions,
we're on it.
We're going to need to know what's up so we can weigh in on that.
Do you think five guys sit around and say, let's throw this out there, see if they buy this? Because we can't argue with the physicists, so they
we
can say, I found this out yesterday. How'd you do it? Well, you don't know. You're right, I don't. I believe you.
No, I'll find
somebody
a guy.
Somebody might say, well, I don't know.
Right.
Well, we know you don't know.
Right.
I'll find a guy on social media who will argue with a physicist.
Oh, in a heartbeat. They argue with doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Some dummy.
They argue with doctors.
You can't do that.
dumbasses. I'm taking horse deworm. Right. Sean Barron.
Then I'd go back and I'd save Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. If you save Jesus, you got the.
Then that doesn't work out with the whole.
That'd be me. I would die for your sins.
Good. That doesn't work out.
Yeah, I wonder if people who think Jesus died for their sins went back in time and had a chance to save him from not dying. But they said wouldn't be like the light of the world if he just.
As long
as
I can bring a gun back.
Right.
Jesus was about guns. We've learned that. Recently, by the nut jobs, Jesus was about guns. The Prince of Peace was about guns.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep.
You freaking idiots.
Well, peace. As in peace.
That's not how they spell it.
The Prince of P-I-E-C-E.
Like, here's my peace.
Prince of this peace. Yeah.
Spelling it wrong the whole time.
And he's ripped. and he's on a horse riding with Trump. That's my flag. You've been by my house lately, have you?
And don't forget Jesus with a gun,
and he's ripped, with Trump ripped on a horse behind him.
And white as can be.
Right.
Surprised I didn't see that flag in the Arrowhead parking lot.
Did you see any Brandon flags?
Yeah.
Did you really? People were horrible.
They weren't. There was no chance that broke out, though. I thought that,
oh, good for
that
you.
Might happen.
That'd be, yeah. How many Brandon flags you see?
Probably 2-3.
Oh, Jesus.
Except for
I get 2 or 3 of those. One Trump, the Don't Tread on Me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, the Don't Tread.
And then the rest of them are just like football. Then I saw. It's weird, though, because those flags are next to like somebody has a Chiefs flag, and then like they had a flag that was like McLovin's ID. I'm like, that's fun. And some people just have like Bush Light flags, and then other people like, the president.
Yeah.
Got to speak up.
Yeah.
Show how much a moron I am.
Now they're making friends.
Yep.
And there was no time for the Brandon chant. They had the tomahawk chopped stick.
Oh, that's right. Did you stop your kid from doing that? You couldn't do that.
That was a lost cause.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Jared Allen banging the war drum before the game. They showed that.
Yeah. You're telling me Jared Allen's not woke? Surprise.
The whole war drum thing seems a little...
All of it is racist.
That's like, wow, really?
Well, they're not doing anything in the stadium to try to discourage the chant because they'll play. No. You know, they'll have the sounds that are like, you know, the drums
boom, and it cues everybody.
But people just do it on their own too, and they're like walking into the stadium.
Redskin name went away. Indians went away. I'm telling you, man. Don't say never. Say never.
No,
never say never. Merle, you hear me? Love you, Merle. That name's going away. Merle and I bonded on Facebook. He lost some money on Bitcoin, he told me.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
You'll have something exciting like the Guardians to put on your next hat.
No, the Fire Chiefs. Let's be the Fire Chiefs.
And there are some good sound effects.
Let's go back in time. Let's go back in time.
If they wanted to get rid of the tomahawk chop, they would have to move that franchise out of Kansas City.
Yes. It is Kansas City.
Because no matter, even if they changed the name, no matter what, I think they would still
do the chop. All right. I was rooting for you last night, though. I need AFC, because they're going to win that division. So I want the other teams to, my Steelers have a shot at a wild card. So I was rooting for the Chiefs last night. Seriously, I was. Yeah. Go Chiefs.
They did it.
Late breaking news.
Plus, I hate the Broncos.
Late breaking news from our friend Craig Peters.
Yes.
Time is stationary. We're the ones that are moving.
Okay.
He's at his kitchen table.
Edibles for breakfast.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.